You know, I watched the better part of that men's game.
Yeah, it was a pretty sloppy game. I mean, you know, neither team. I was telling Chase, you know, we might be looking at two teams that finish in the bottom division of the Big 12 this year.
What happened to Rick Barnes? What'd he do?
He had a rotator cuff surgery in December, and he's still wearing that sling.
I mean, it must be pretty serious to do that in the midst of the basketball season.
Well, you know when you got a rotator cuff problem, you don't want to live in pain your whole life, you know, your whole season. So he took care. Yeah, it was a rotator cuff problem that he had.
It affected his golf swing.
Yeah.
That's it. So you boys watched the game?
No.
You didn't watch the game?
Yeah, no. Chase said he didn't watch a dribble.
I didn't watch a dribble. I was watching little kids play last night.
Well, there you go. Well, good for you. That's where you're supposed to be. Yeah, you know, I went back and forth, you know, between that and the People's Choice Awards. You know, I had my priorities right.
Yeah. I like this Doug Gottlieb as a color guy.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Yeah.
I just, he's...
He's sort of the husky fella.
No,
that's John Shambi.
No, okay.
Gottlieb played it at Missouri, is that right?
Okay. I mean, he's the other fella.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I kind of enjoyed listening to him. But the play-by-play guy, yeah, Shambi, I mean, he kind of jazzes things up. He talks about stuff.
I like him. He brings a lot of energy. And he does... he's the radio play-by-play voice of some Major League Baseball team.
Oh, is
really?
He?
Yeah.
He's
not an amateur.
Okay, that may be what it is because, you know, again, we're talking shop here. But baseball play-by-play guys, good ones, are conversational because they're going to talk about a lot of other stuff. Because, you know, baseball's not the fastest moving sport out there.
Really?
And he is able to do this in basketball as well, which is pretty difficult. And I said to you, Chase, I think Chuck Cooperstein's one of my favorites because he does the exact same thing. He'll give you some information without trying to bracket it or anything. Just, hey, here's, you know, one, you know, like his mother came to see him on a bullet train tonight. You know, something like that. I don't know where that came from, but nonetheless, just to be able to have a little bit of sidestep. But, anyway, so the home team's lost. And the People's Choice Awards, huh? How'd that go for you?
Well, like I said, I watch more basketball than People's Choice. Yeah, People's Choice is kind of, you know, it's kind of slimy, actually, if you really know.
Because of course it is.
Well, because the winners already know they won because they're the only ones that show up.
And they get to stand up and go, well, except if you're Katy Perry and then, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, so there's no really drama to it.
Yeah.
Everybody knows who won when they came in because they're the nominees that are there, that are present.
Yeah. Yeah, that
you
should
know,
show you.
So, yeah.
Yeah, if they show a photograph of the nominee, you know they ain't winning.
Well, they didn't even. That's all they do. That's you know. Right. So, yeah.
Police. Good news here. Police found no body off Loop 360 in Austin. Don't know if you heard about that.
No.
Police had received a call from a hitchhiker.
What, saying that he was dead or what?
About a dead body.
Oh.
But when the police arrived, there was no body there.
Was the hitchhiker there?
No. Key fact in the investigation, a spokesperson told the Austin American-Statesman, we believe the person got up.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
it looked like as good a place as any to lay down and take a nap.
Certainly. Yeah.
It was shallow breathing.
Well, think there's a dead body out here. No, he got up.
Yeah, well.
He's not dead. Yet.
Took a train, a plane, a bus. You're gonna find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's gonna be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're gonna have a great time today.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Take a look around your home. See a kitchen or bathroom that needs a new look? Maybe a change in paint color would make all the difference. Not entertaining because there's no space? Remodeling may be your answer.
Allison's decorating vision and people skills will provide a positive experience.
Brian and his crews provide detailed craftsmanship and complete satisfaction.
Let Windham Construction handle all your construction and remodel needs. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hey, there you go, 618, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And it's the 12th, that's what
it is.
Excuse me.
Yeah,
right
after
behind
the 11th.
Yeah. It is. It's the 12th of January is what it is, 1-12-12. And happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. We got a lot of singers on the list.
Singers.
A lot of singers. Matter of fact, the oldest living person on my list is Ray Price. Boy, he's one of my favorites. There's no doubt about it. He can sing Danny Boy like no one else and a lot of other things. He's 86 years old today. Ray
and he
Price
can still,
is.
You know, I saw him, I guess, it was 2 years ago. Yeah.
Did you see him?
He was at the Bryan Civic Auditorium.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I recall that.
Yeah, he can still hit the notes.
Yeah, he's 86 today. Glenn Yarborough, you remember him? He went solo after being with a group called the Lamplighters. He's 82 years old today.
You wouldn't know that. Baby, the Rain Must Fall.
Baby, the Rain Must Fall was when he went
singular
when
hit.
He went
yeah.
Solo. Yeah, and William Lee Golden of the Oak Ridge Boys is 73 years old. He's the one with all the hair, right?
Yeah, he's the one they kicked out because he was weird.
Yeah,
yeah, but isn't he back now? Though?
Yeah, but he's still weird.
Yeah,
they brought him back.
Yeah, they brought him back.
He's a member of like the American Mountain Men or something. That's the reason he looks like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but he hadn't had a haircut in a while.
Well, he had.
Needs a trim.
And the thing is, he's a baritone, and I just like the way they sound. You know, they don't get to sing very much, but yeah, he's good. Go ahead.
There you go, Kirstie Alley. The actress. I know, but she, but she's trying to, you know, she's trying to drop them, you know. She's 60.
Yeah.
She's 61 years old today. Mm-hmm. Ricky Van Shelton, another singer, country singer, turned 60.
Whatever happened to him?
I don't know.
Golly.
I think he may have gotten fed up and said, I'm done.
Did he? Well, and again, was pretty good, but it may have been a pill or something. But
maybe so.
Was a pretty good singer.
Yeah, there you go. This is the day that Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern share a birthday today. Rush is 61, and Howard Stern is 58 years old. I mean,
and as we say every January 12th, if you have a child born today, there's a better chance on this day than any other that they could be a multimillionaire radio star.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, did Rush ever think he wouldn't be the highest paid radio person born on this day?
This day. Yeah. Right.
Takes a bit. Yeah.
There you go. Christine Amanpour, the news correspondent. Is 54 years old today. She got kicked off that Sunday show, didn't she?
Or well, she talks funny.
She does talk funny.
We don't need that in the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Some woman who talks funny.
Well, she has an air about her that just does not translate well on American television.
It doesn't. You're right. That's right.
She comes across, and I don't know the woman, but she's always struck me as being very holier than thou.
Yeah, she comes across very haughty. Yeah, very true.
There you go. Actor Oliver Platt is 52. I like this guy.
Yeah, he's done a lot of good work.
Well, as a matter of fact, most recently he's been in a show that I just really got hooked on called The Big C. Mm-hmm. And he plays the husband in that, and he's just outstanding in that. Anyway, he's 52 years old today. And one of the Spice Girls.
Oh, of course.
Yes, Sporty Spice is 38. Yeah, that'd be Melanie Chisholm is 38 years old. Yeah. And actor Andrew Lawrence is 24 years old. Yeah. He's the brother of Matt and Joey Lawrence.
Sure.
And that's all I got.
Well, of course, you didn't mention Rob Zombie. I mean, if you're going to talk singers.
Oh, yeah. And filmmakers.
Yeah, that's right. 48. He's a
man for our time. You know.
Rather odd. Hal the Computer.
Oh,
I mean, if you do the math, he's 20 today.
Oh.
I just want to let you know.
Wish you'd told me we could have heard from Hal.
That's okay. But we'd like to wish you a happy birthday.
Dave.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Yeah. Blow out the candles, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
How about if I take a ball peen hammer to your little red light? How's that?
I'm sorry, Dave. Yeah. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Now, one of the things that's kind of interesting is Christiane Amanpour, got ditched from that morning show.
Right.
But, in fact, the person who replaced her, George Stephanopoulos, his wife has a birthday today.
Oh, is that right?
His wife is Allie Wentworth. She was in Jerry Maguire.
Yeah. She is the inspiration for our mispronunciation of Reuters.
Reuters, uh-huh. That's correct. Yes.
Because she had a failed morning talk show a la Regis and Kelly at one time with a guy that used to be on NBC News. And, boy, I'm wondering who he made mad that he had to do that show with her. I the only time I ever came across it, she said, I read several news sources every day. I read Reuters, and I was done. I was done.
I don't care what you're reading. You're not paying attention.
You're not reading it very well, sweetheart.
Her name is Allie Wentworth. She's 47.